Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. We got some reporters up here from New England. We appreciate you taking a few minutes for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to start you off. You know, we have a guy up here, obviously you're familiar with, Teddy Bruschi, who obviously underwent the stroke, and he's sort of become an advocate for stroke awareness. And
yeah.
I just sort of wanted to ask you, with your situation with the diabetes, is that something you've sort of felt comfortable going, you know, becoming sort of a spokesman or an advocate for that?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, in some situations you don't really have a choice, you know, because you're in the public eye, and we receive a lot of calls, a lot of emails, a lot of requests, and, you know, I take it to heart, and I enjoy it, and, you know, it's tough during the season, but definitely in the off season, get more involved. I mean, now we're kind of involved. It's just hard to do a lot of appearances and stuff and talk to people, but it's definitely something I'm look forward to in the future.
Jay, you know, given all the stresses that it, you know, a player has on its body, how difficult is it to be a professional athlete with diabetes?
You know, it's tough, and you just got to come to terms with it. You know, I was fortunate enough to get diagnosed in April and have some time to adjust to it and get comfortable with it before the season started. But, you know, it's part of my everyday life now. You know, I get up with it and I go to sleep with it. So I've adjusted. I mean, it's a burden at times, but it's just something I have to deal with.
And how much better do you feel now than you did last year when, you know, the condition caused you to lose so much weight?
It's night and day difference. I'm 100% better. Last year, towards the end of the season, you know, I just didn't know if I was going to make it to the season. I felt so bad, and it really takes a toll on you, and it's just hard to explain to people that don't have it or have never went through it what it's like. It's really tough.
Did you understand the condition before being diagnosed?
No, I had no idea.
And how has it sort of changed you, and do you think it's something that will affect you for the duration of your career?
You know, it's something I'm going to have to deal with, obviously, for the rest of my life. So it's not going to hamper me on the football field at all, though.
Great.
Was keeping it quiet a competitive thing with you guys? Cause I know it didn't really come out until till this year. Was that just kind of a competitive thing you guys had done?
What do you mean?
Well, just trying to, I guess, maintain a competitive advantage, or not giving the opponent...
We didn't find out until April I had it.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
What's... You guys have only allowed 2 sacks this year. How much of that is you? How much of it is the offensive line? And
you know, it's a combination. You know, I mean, early in the year, the first 2 or 3 games, we saw a lot of blitzes, and the line did a good job of picking stuff up. You know, I got rid of the ball on time, and, you know, we've been fortunate the last 2 or 3 games, you know, that people aren't blitzing this much. But, I mean, the way the offensive line is playing, you know, I got a lot of confidence in them.
How important is it for a quarterback to be able to sense what's going on around him in the pocket and still keeping his eyes downfield? I mean, is that tough to learn? Have you always been able to do that?
No, I mean, it's not something you can learn or teach. You either got it or you don't.
Jay, what have you seen on film from the Patriots defense?
You know, they're a good defense. I mean, they're extremely smart. They're able to take away some players, from teams offensively. They mix it up. You know, they do a lot of different stuff. They throw stuff at you. They're in 3-4. They're in a 4-3. You know, they just keep you on your toes, and so we're going to have a handful.
Jay, you were obviously a little bit upset with Brandon, and you voiced that publicly. Do you feel like he's grown a lot of late?
Absolutely. He's matured a lot, you know, and I said some stuff and called him out and brought it to his attention, and, you know, he reacted well to it. We talked about it, and you know, since then, he's been a great teammate. I mean, on and off the field.
Well, this 3 weeks, you've been in the teens and point wise. What haven't you been doing the last 3 games that you were doing in the first 3?
You know, we've had turnovers. You know, it takes away chances for us to score. We've had, seven or eight turnovers in our 2 losses. So we've got to take care of the ball better.
Jay, did you have a chance to look at the film from when the Patriots played San Diego last Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Did it strike you that they played maybe more man defense than what they had played the rest of the year?
You know, they've been all over the map a little bit. You know, you're not for sure what you're going to get with those guys, and you know, I think they thought they could play man and control Rivers and the receivers and kind of stop LT, but they got hit with some big plays. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with us.
Yeah, that was my follow-up. You kind of beat me to it. I mean, what do you anticipate from them? Do you anticipate they would have a similar game plan? Or
no idea. You know, I don't have a clue what they're going to do. They've played every team a little bit different. They've had a good package going into each game. So I don't know if they're going to zone us out, if they're going to play man and blitz. We're just going to feel them out and adjust.
Was What do you expect Terrain can add to your offense when you guys do get him back?
You know, he's going to add to our ground game. I mean, obviously, he's a big back. He's strong, breaks a lot of tackles, hits the hole. So we're definitely excited to get him back. I'm not for sure when it's going to happen, but he's definitely going to add to it.
Did you catch any heat in Denver for your comments about having a stronger arm than Elway?
You know, it was hit or miss. Some people agreed, some people didn't agree, some people were upset with it. You know, so it caused a little stir.
But you're not taking it back?
No.
Jay, can you? It's funny, we're talking about Elway, and obviously, you know, you're not directly replacing him, but you've talked about kind of the shadow, I guess, a little bit. Can you relate in some ways to what Matt Castle is going through here?
Yeah, I was just talking about it earlier. It's tough, you know. I think Tom Brady's the best quarterback in the game right now, and having to go in and replace him with you know, limited experience in college and limited experience in the NFL, it'd be tough, especially, you know, how high the bar he set over there and what they did last year and what they accomplished offensively. You know, I can't imagine having to do that.
How much do you think playing in the SEC prepared you to play in the NFL, seeing that maybe you're throwing into, I guess, you know, and not to disparage Vanderbilt, but you were throwing into pretty small windows against some really good athletes and maybe having to get rid of the ball really quickly against the rush?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think SEC is the best conference in the nation, you know, as far as speed and defenses and just athletic ability. And you had to throw in smaller windows. You had to react quicker. You know, and I was fortunate enough to go to a school that was in SEC.
How about Vandy this year?
Playing well. You know, they dropped one against Mississippi. I think they should have won it. You know, but they got some more opportunities to go down to Georgia this week. So I think they beat them 2 years ago down there. So hopefully they can win.
A fast starts for you guys have been key. You feel like you got a good plan coming, you know, coming into games and just executing well right off the bat?
Yeah, you know, guys are focused off the bat. And, you know, whenever we score first, gets us going a little bit, gets the defense going. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens this week and see what they're playing us with, and hopefully we can repeat it.
Was Eddie Royal somebody you could see was going to contribute right off the bat? Is that something you saw all the way back in the spring?
You know, I mean, within the first week of OTAs, I mean, he was a guy that, you know, he was showing up on film, and you're getting excited about him. And I think in week two, we brought him over to field one with us, and, you know, he hasn't left since then.
Jay, as a competitor and a quarterback, do you kind of lick your chops a little bit when you see what Phillip Rivers was able to do against the Patriots secondary?
No, not really. You know, this is a good team. They're going to adjust. They're going to have a good plan against us. You know, they play everyone different, and I think they probably respect what we've done through the air, and they're going to try to take it away.
I'm sure every time you've spoken with out-of-town media, you've gotten those questions about the diabetes. I mean, have those become a burden at all?
I mean, you get tired of answering them.
And let me just follow up with that. I mean, we talked a little bit about how it affected you on the field. How about off the field, Jay? Has it changed anything for you, your daily lifestyle?
I mean, obviously. I mean, we're having to give yourself insulin shots and check your blood sugar all the time. It's definitely something that it changes you and makes you more aware of stuff and what you eat and what you put in your body.
You have a former Patriot there in Daniel Graham. What has been your thoughts on him?
Great guy. You know, I mean, great teammate. A leader on the field and off the field in the locker room, vocal. I mean, we're fortunate to get him.
Casey Wiegman, playing center in place of Nalen. Pretty smooth transition?
Yeah, no drop-off at all. You know, understand the system. He's a veteran. He does things the right way. He's professional, and you know, he came in, and we haven't had a drop off at all. He's been great in there.
You guys think the AFC is pretty wide open?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at people's records, I mean, the Titans are really the only one that kind of separates themselves. Everyone else is kind of battling them out. So it's gonna be an interesting second half.
Yeah, but much playing on Monday night mean anything to you?
You know, it's another game, another day to prepare. Obviously, there's gonna be a little more media, a little more. Glamour about the game, but you know, it's a game that both teams want to win, and it's gonna be a tough one.
Did you ever watch Monday Night Football growing up?
Yeah.
Cool. You good?
Thanks.